Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Hopefully that goes away. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Join me as we come low out of orbit. We're going to skim the surface until we gently come to rest, where the tour director of Planet Rick is waiting on us, and that is Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I am absolutely great today. You know, the weather is decent, man. It's a little chilly, but there is no snow and ice on the ground, man. So it's not so bad. And you know what? Overnight, 30s. Yeah, water freezes at 32 degrees, man. But I'm indoors, so I'm doing good, man. How about you? How's life in the southern part of the U.S.?
Well, It's a little more chilly down here for us unseasonably. It's been in the 20s, and that's fine. I like it cold. My best times of the year are fall and winter for me. I spent 3 years in Europe and got changed over for the rest of my life out of those 3 years in Europe. Although I have spent the last 2 days combined, I've spent like 7 hours in a dental chair for the last 2 days.
Oh man, that sounds intense.
It was intense.
Did you break it?
No. just had to have a bunch of things done that took a little bit of time. I'm glad they broke it up over 2 days because I hurt now as it is.
Right.
And it's sort of funny because I still have some of the after effects of everything that they did to me. And I'm just glad I'm not on TV right now.
Okay. Well, you sound good, though, man.
Well, I appreciate that. That's good. I'm glad you can't see everything else going on in the collateral.
That's all right,
side.
Man. You know what? I don't need to see. That's one of the great things about radio, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All they have to do is hear you. They don't have to see you.
Yeah. So
we'll just let our imagination run wild. You sound good to someone that's been worked over pretty good by the local dentist, but okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so what's on your mind today, sir?
I got stuff that I want to talk about as part of my regular deal, man. But, you know, just from a conversational standpoint, you know, there is so much that's going on nationally, man, that, wow. You know, it's like a curse. Man, there's this, I forget where it actually came from, but it's an old saying, and this saying is actually a curse, but most people, when they hear it, they actually think that the person is wishing them, you know, well.
Right.
The quote goes, "May you live in interesting times." And it's actually a curse. You know, I looked it up the other day, and it's actually a curse, right?
Yeah.
It all depends on your interpretation of interesting and how that applies, man. But, you know, just the news that's dominating the headlines, man, you know, finally, you know, it seems like people are talking about Hunter Biden and his shenanigans and whether, you know, all the money he was making and whether he earned it, whether he was peddling influence and all that other stuff.
Right.
You know, now that the election is over, well, you know, we don't know about the outcome, but the election is over. And, of course, you know, the other big thing is the big lawsuit that was filed by Texas, man.
Yeah.
And I believe 17 other states, last time I checked earlier today, 17 other states have joined in on it. So that's definitely the talk of the town, or shall I say the country today. But
that's something they definitely need to do something. They definitely need to do something with that besides dismiss it, I think. Because if they don't do that, then, you know, I don't know how that's going to play. I don't know how that's going to play for the country. There's a lot of things. I understand that the voting public gets sort of fickle sometimes. They, you know, if they're sort of a one-issue person and that person they voted for last year doesn't do what they want, well, they'll vote for somebody else, right? I get that.
Okay.
Power switches back and forth. It always has. It always is going to. If it begins to look like they've stolen an election and nobody's doing anything about it, nobody cares to do anything about it, they're all out there saying, well, I don't see any evidence. Well, you've got all these sworn affidavits and video and, you know, all of these. How many places had water mains break during the counting in the middle of the night? How many times are we going to hear that one?
right.
If they don't do something with that and try to make us at least have, you know, when we lose confidence in our leaders, the best person that ever put it to me was I was in this thing called a PLDC in the Army.
Okay.
Primary Leadership Development Course. This is where your first level of non-commissioned officer development. And the instructor there, they referred to all of us as sergeants, even if we weren't sergeants yet. We were all promotable. And he looked at us and he said, "Sergeants, if you are a leader without any followers, you are in a messed up situation."
Right. Well, I would think that a leader by default has someone following behind him, awaiting orders in terms of their direction and the plan and execution to make sure that the mission is reached. But yeah, if you are on a mission and you don't have any people and no one's following, yeah, that's pretty bad, man.
Well, I mean, like, you know, Alan West was a very inspirational leader. Patton was an inspirational leader. You know, everybody that worked in their commands would do whatever he said because they knew he was out there out front. Uh-huh. And then I've had lieutenants. I had this one funny lieutenant. He never made it past first lieutenant. But on payday, he'd be standing at this one corner because the whole battalion would go have the payday talk where the battalion commander would tell us how great we were and how we were going to kill everything that moved if we ever had to. And then right. I'll be walking back, this one little lieutenant would sit there so the entire battalion would salute him as they came walking by. Just having a great old time being saluted by all of us enlisted guys. Suffice to say, you know, if things had really gone sideways during that time when that lieutenant was in place, we probably just would have, you know, punched him out, stuck him in a nice duffel bag to where he could wait it out while we do what we got to do.
Wow.
Not a lot of inspiration there for us.
No, that doesn't sound very inspiring at all, man.
No, no. Of course, I don't want to imply that we had bad military order in that unit that I was in. That was the best combat unit I was ever involved in.
So, you know, I've been watching, you know, the headlines. You know, I from what I understand, there was a 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time deadline for all of these briefs to come in, you know, and to state, you know, the facts as they know it and understand it and why this is an issue that merits the attention of the Supreme Court. And, you know, I've been trying to stay on top of this thing. You know, it's so riveting, man. It's like, I'm just waiting for each new development. And the thing that really drives me absolutely crazy is that it's really embarrassing and disappointing that the news in this country is so filtered, man. That,
yeah.
The news that I'm looking for on the subjects that matter to me, you know, I'm not so insulated, I don't think, that
I'll tell you
things
what,
that I'm interested in.
Hold up there on the insulated. We're heading into the break. Rick is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy. He is a media sensation all over the United States, an activist with no peer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, from Rick's Firearms Academy, of course, from Planet Rick. So then, besides current events, yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, that's just my cursory purview in terms of what's going on at the national level, man. You know, I am absolutely riveted, you know, by all the developments that are coming through, man. But I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to stay on point, man. I am going to tell you what we're going to talk about today on Planet Rick. This is the time of the year, man, where, you know, it's, well, we're like the midpoint of December, man. And you know what? This year, for all practical purposes, you know, unless you got some last minute tasks that need tidying up before we start celebrating Christmas, you know, and everyone's hitting the malls or doing the online thing now, because I guess that's better for a bunch of people considering all the things that we're dealing with. You know, it's a time for reflection, man. You know, what did you do this year? You know, and how well did it happen? And are you encouraged about next year? What are your plans? What are your goals? Regardless of what field you are in, man, you can do yourself a great service if you actually do proper planning and engage in goal setting. And as a military guy with that type of background, I know that you have a lot of experience in this field of expertise.
All right.
I may maybe again, man. Again. Huh? I got you twice.
Well, I mean, it's just the way you put it, Rick. I love listening to you talk. I mean, you know, I need to get you some equipment and let you guest host.
You know what? We're rapidly approaching a brand new year, man. This sounds exciting already. But as we embark upon the close of the year and we're about to start out a brand new year, man, and I already foreshadowed that we're talking about goals and goal setting, man. I'm just going to hit you right off guard with no prep and no warning, man. What are your goals for the upcoming year, 2021, man? What things do you have in the pipeline that you are going to do new or better or expanded for next year, man? How is next year going to be different than this year?
Well, as far as gun-wise, I've come to this conclusion that, one, I need to put red dots on every gun that I'm going to carry.
Every gun?
Every gun that I'm going to carry.
Okay.
Two, like, I judge all guns by this gun that's made by Chambers Custom, which is just, it's crazy. It's crazy to do that. Because a Chambers Custom gun, where most gun places will tell you how many guns they put out every 40 hours or so, Chambers Custom actually spends about 50 hours per gun working on one before they let it go. And when they do let it go, if it has a red dot, it's already dialed in out to 200 yards with a gong. And it's probably already got 500 rounds through it, and the fit and finish is nobody equals it, right? So the problem becomes that I want to be able to shoot all the guns that I have, my Glocks, my Smith & Wesson M&P 45 ACP, all the guns that I have, this, as well as I shoot the single-action trigger, the SDIs, the Chambers Customs. That's going to be an interesting journey, but I'm going to undertake it. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet because, you know, I could go through a lot of ammunition right now. And, well, there's not a lot of ammunition to be had.
No, there isn't, man. And it's forced us all to be rather creative in terms of trying to figure out how we're going to get our hands on stuff. Like, you know, my annual event I do every year. Right now, I have no ammunition for that event right now as we speak. But some way, somehow, man, I know it's going to happen. I know it is.
Yeah.
If only because I refuse to quit. But so with regards to your two goals here, you know, you shooting all of these guns that you're going to have outfitted with all of these sights, man.
Right.
You have a plan put together on how you're going to get that done, or are you just going to kind of You know, whenever the mood hits you or strikes you, and you're going to say, oh, I need to do something with that and get around to it and lead
first,
it to happenstance that you're going to make it happen. You got a plan?
Well, no. Like, I just got the first one back. Right? I just got the first one back from sending it off and having a it was done by a company called C&H Precision Weapons Systems.
Okay.
They do a really good job with it and everything else. I've got to change out the trigger because the Glock trigger is an issue. And then from there, I'm going to work that gun. And then when I get that gun to where I want it to be, which is where when I pull the trigger, the dot doesn't move. And everybody out there is going, well, Bill, if you just practice, you'd get it that way. But that's not true. Mechanically, that is not true. So
okay.
I'm gonna work out that mechanical problem with that. And then once I've got that done, I'll probably move on to the M&P 45 ACP. And then I'll probably move on to another Glock and, you know. And the 1911s and the 2011s that I've got coming, they're all going to be set up for optics already. And it's not, you know, I just can't go out there and just go, well, you know, I got 10 guns. Put optics on all of them right now. I'll wait.
Okay.
That,
so,
you know.
That very point that you just made is like you timed it perfectly, because anytime we're talking about making plans and setting goals, man, what is a key requirement for a goal?
Got to know what it is first. You got to know what you want to do.
You got to know what the goal is.
Yeah. Did we just lose Rick? 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 We lost Rick. Can you get Rick, please? During the break? The drama of live radio. You can find Rick Ector on Facebook. He has a YouTube channel with well over 2,000. I think I just put up video 212. He's got over 2,000 videos on his YouTube channel. Facebook, Rick Ector, ECTOR. And do a search for him, Rick Ector Media. You'll be surprised at that. That dude is a TV star, in addition to some other stuff that he's doing. And when we get him back, we'll talk some more about goals and stuff, and then see how it goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. Senators are examining plans for the nationwide delivery of a coronavirus vaccine.
When we all heard news that vaccines may soon be available, we could be both impressed with the science and relieved that we may be nearing the beginning of the end to this pandemic.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer opening up a hearing and calling the nationwide distribution of a vaccine a huge logistical challenge. USA Radio News. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved to cut police funding by $8 million, shifting that money from the policemen toward violence prevention and other services. The move comes amid a crime surge following the summer riots after George Floyd's death. In Minneapolis, police have recorded 532 gunshot victims this year as of last Thursday. That's more than double the same period a year ago. Carjackings have spiked to 375, and that's up a whopping 331% from the same period last year. The Senate is moving ahead with a massive defense authorization bill, despite a veto pledge from President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying,
"Now it's the Senate's turn to make it an unbroken 60-year streak of passing this legislation to keep our military strong and our homeland safe."
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Do we have Rick back? There. Okay, there you are. You there? Oh. Did we know we'd... Okay. So. No Rick currently? Why did that just happen? Just lost... Now do we have Rick back? Rick?
I'm back, man. You know what? I need to set a goal on, like, resolving this issue with communications, man.
You think so?
Because whenever I'm on the show, I need to make sure that I don't get dropped, man. So dare I say, I need to make a goal of going back to a landline.
I have a guest that comes on after you, and he sits in a place where sometimes if he turns his head to the left, I lose him. You know? I mean.
I try to, like, eliminate that problem. I usually just have it, you know, the handset, the actual phone, laying on the table right in front of me, right at the distance where I need to project out, and I don't touch it and I don't move it at all. Well, yeah, man.
And it still drops, man. Lovely mobile phone technology.
Or maybe I need to switch carriers, man.
Who's your carrier?
I'm with Sprint, man, for good or bad, man. Now have everybody write in or call in and say whether they like Sprint or not.
I don't know. I mean, I've had some issues before, and Sprint was my carrier at the time. They resolved the issue, so... I don't know who's better or worse at that. But anyway. We were talking about goals, and we had just realized that the first thing to achieving a goal is figuring out what that goal is going to be. Yeah?
Absolutely, man. A goal without a deadline is just wishful thinking, for sure, man. And, you know, when you look at all the things that happen every year, particularly in the gun community, man, you know, goals is very important. And now, from a personal standpoint, the things that I look at when I look at my calendar, I like to figure out what exactly it is that I'm going to do for the year. You know, what? You know, SHOT Show, of course, as we know now, is SHOT, right? It's not actually going to happen. You know, but I have an opportunity to go down to Florida, man. Florida Carry is doing their Camping in the Wild event coming up in March 20th, 2021. So that's always fun. Don't know if NRA is going to happen this year. I know it's slated for Houston in May 14th to the 16th. Of course, I got my women's shooting event. That's a big deal. Don't know how I'm going to get ammo. And, of course, the Gun Rights Policy Conference is always in the fall. I don't think they have a date published yet, man. But hopefully, you know, things will clear up and all of us will be able to, you know, figure out our schedules and see if we can make that thing happen, man.
Yeah.
But those are the things, you know, from a national level that I want to get done, man. And putting them on the schedule for sure is important. But as it relates to me professionally here in Detroit, things that I want to get done, man, it's no different. You know, whether we're talking about the ongoing concealed carry classes that I provide, you know, the other training that I do that's fairly popular, you know, in terms of instructor training or range safety officer, chief safety officer. You know, you got to put it on the calendar. Putting stuff on the calendar, that's the first deal, man. And how do I keep track of all of my events? Do you have a Franklin planner, man?
I have had them. I've had many Franklin planners. I find those to be better. I find it better to write it down than any digital thing out there, because it's like when I write it down, it commits to my memory.
It's great for committing to memory, and I guess I'm old school, man, because I remember when I first bought a laptop years ago, right? And of course, you know, that had to be, I'm dating myself, but I could never, like, write a paper or an essay directly into the computer. I just had a memory block thing. And I would have to write it out longhand on sheets of paper and then go back and type it later. You know, it was a big transition going to just composing directly into the computer. And it took a minute. But, you know, us old dogs, man, it's hard to teach us new tricks. But yeah, get some type of planner system, man. That will definitely let you do, you know, making sure that you stay on top of your schedule. But pen and paper is working good for you, huh?
It does with everything. I mean, I've got iPads, I've got iPhones, and my favorite thing to put all of my stuff down in is a moleskin notebook.
Right.
And I mean, I write it down. I don't, unless I have like multiple things, like at SHOT Show, if I've got multiple people coming by, and I've got to actually keep track of who's coming when, because like they want to see you interviewing people on Radio Row. So if I've got people coming by, I need to keep them to where I don't have two people stacking up on me and I'm not doing anybody. So I do have to consult that. But most of the time, if it's just like today, you know, I write it down and then I remember that, you know, this is Planet Rick and 1911 University and that kind of stuff. And I just proceed.
I'll tell you, man, one thing that has proved immeasurably helpful for me, man, is that years ago, when I used to work in corporate America, I had the experience of taking a project management class, man. And I was looking around online. There's a variety of places that do offer, you know, something that you could take online. And I'll tell you, taking an official class, whether it leads to a certification or not, man, will definitely do wonders for your ability to plan and track projects, you know, especially when I look at, you know, the big pre-shooting event for women, man. There's no way in the world I can make that thing happen without actually having some real hard skills to draw upon and figure out how to actually keep track of a project and know whether we're on pace to get it done or whether it's going to be a big surprise to everyone, including myself as the organizer, as to whether it's going to really happen or not.
So, right.
Yeah. Definitely want to hone up on your project management skills. And of course, when you're talking about being a manager, managing a project, not only do we need to master the calendar, but we need to make sure we stay on top of the categories of resources that are at our disposal. And of course, when we're talking about resources, we're talking about manpower, we're talking about facilities, equipment, and yes, dare I say, management. All these projects, whether we're doing a shooting event or whether we're putting together this big master project plan on evaluating all of these guns with all of these lasers that we're going to have properly calibrated at the end of the year. And you didn't tell us exactly how many guns there were, but you said all of those guns. How many guns do you have?
I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break. I'll tell you on the other side. Tell the people how they find you.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit.com. You can also catch me at Detroit CCW over on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos. Please give me a visit and check them out. I have something that will be of interest to you. Guaranteed.
And we'll be right back. This is Legally Armed in Detroit, all the other stuff that he does. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit on Planet Rick, and he had asked me how many guns do I intend to optics up. I probably have two more that I'm going to add optics to at the moment. Then I have some others that are coming in. One will have an optic on it when it gets here. And there's going to be one that I will have to add, but it'll already be cut for an optic when it gets here. So, you know, I'll have a few that do and a few that don't.
I'm going to ask a question because I am so curious, man. Is putting optics on a gun like fun? Do you actually enjoy it? Is it like something that brings you joy, or is it just purely the utility of it all?
Well, I'm not the one doing it, so I get no joy out of it. I take the slide and I pop it off and mail it somewhere.
The deal. You're just paying the money. Okay.
Yeah. from the use standpoint, right? I sort of resisted the optics thing for a bit. I'd been to a red dot sight class with Steve Fisher.
Okay.
And the thing with Steve that he was showing, the utility of it is instead of lining up with eyesight, like I just got new glasses, okay?
Okay.
And with eyesight that is in flux, which mine is always in flux, it is a little easier for me to take a optic and, you know, zero it in and then go with it that way. And I don't have to worry about things like pushing left, pushing right if I just shoot my natural way. Because I group naturally anyway.
Okay.
But this will get me more on target.
I'm just thinking with all the guns that you're putting sights on, man, would it be worth your time, you think, since we're embarking on a brand new year? Could this be the year that you learn how to do it yourself?
It might be the year that I could learn how to do it myself, but then I've got to find a mill. And, I mean, you have to, like, to mount an optic, you have to have CAD drawings and everything of what that mount. Because no two of those. See, this is the fun thing about optics. No two of them mount the same way. No two of them have the base the same way. So you have to have. So if you like delta points or loopholes, you got to have that CAD drawing. If you like Trigicons, you got to have those. And even Trigicon, which has multiple models, none of those are alike. So if you're going to go out there and do it, the only way to do it, if you're going to do it from the home standpoint, and the other problem is this: machinists, they think with a different kind of brain, right? If I get out there and I'm milling,
than we do, huh?
Yeah, well, they have that machinist brain, and if I'm out there and I'm milling the top of my slide and I get it wrong, but you know, it's the same thing as getting an 80% lower on a, for an AR and trying to mill that out and get the fire control group out. If you make one mistake, you've ruined it.
Okay.
So, you know, if you were asking me this and I was 25 years old, I'd probably be like, yeah, Rick, that's a good idea. I'm just going, but you know, I'm going to be turning 60 this April. So I may be, you was talking about the whole old, you talking about the old dog thing?
Right. Well, look, man, look, your life is not over, man.
It isn't over. It isn't over, but, you know.
It's not. It's not over, man. You still got some productive years ahead of you, man.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And you know what? I am going to share with you and everyone that's listening what my goal is. Well, one of my personal goals. It doesn't relate to training necessarily per se, but you know what? I do a lot of public speaking, and I'm always interested in doing more and getting better at it. So I have made it a goal of mine. I want to do an official TED Talk. You know what a TED Talk is?
I do.
I want to find one that's coming up in this year, 2021, somewhere where I can get to geographically that's not too far. I'm going to look out and look for where it's going to be and when it's going to be. And I am actually looking at some training to master and hone my ability to do a great TED Talk.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not really exciting. I know. I get it. You're a firearms trainer, and you're talking about doing a TED Talk.
Well, no, you know, you're not just a firearms trainer, though, Rick. I mean, you're an activist, and you're sort of a motivational speaker as well. And getting somebody out there, gun owners and gun instructors in particular, are looked upon by people that don't know what we're about. They only know what they hear in the media. So here you are, black American man, gun trainer, conservative gun trainer, black American guy. They don't know exactly what you're going to be saying. But when you go out there and you lay it out and you articulate the way you do, then it's like that. Remember the men in skin bracer, that cool slap in the face. For them, it's sort of a wake up moment. I mean, I think it's a splendid plan. I can't do it.
The way I envision this, I'm going to get the ins and outs on how to make the perfect TED Talk presentation, and wherever it's located close to me geographically, I'm going to go there and I'm going to do some TED Talk on something. I mean, the subject, it's not going to be rocket science. It's going to be on some form of gun rights advocacy, and my objective is to blow the subject out of the water and have this TED Talk that goes insanely viral. That's my goal for next week.
Yeah, you'd be the guy to do it. You've had a couple of those things happen like that. You'd be the guy to do it.
Oh yeah, you know, and I recognize. Hey, I don't know a whole heck of a lot about the whole TED thing, but you know what? That's why they have these TED Talk master classes out here on the internet, man. So yeah, that's my personal stretch goal. I'm going to take a TED Talk class and go do a TED Talk somewhere in the country, man, and see if we can push this gun rights advocacy further. And I have my opportunity to put my stamp on this whole speaking exposition they call this. So, yeah, I think it'll be fun. I'm looking to always do something outside of the norm, you know, as far as gun rights trainers and advocacy stuff. So, yeah, man, I think it'll be time well served. And it fits in with my theme today on goal setting and something that's not going to be trivial. I want to push the bar and actually increase my ability in some facet of what I do, man. So, yet. I think it's a worthy goal, and I'm up for the challenge.
Well, I like I said, I mean, you have done, you pulled off some things that I it used to surprise me. It doesn't surprise me anymore because, you know, the first time it surprised me, I was like, wow, look at Rick go. And now when you do it, I'm just like, oh, there it goes again.
So, well, you know what? I'm going to consider that added pressure to keep the progress going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You still got a lot of life left, too, Rick. So, I mean, I throw that back at you.
I'm a few years younger than you are, man, and you're trying to make 60 this upcoming April being like the day we finally switched off the pasture, man. No.
No pastures for this guy. No pastures. Before we run out of time, before we both get put out to pasture, tell us where we can find you.
Rick Hector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I am legally armed in Detroit.com. Check me out on YouTube. Also, every Thursday evening, 5:00 Eastern, Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
And between Rick and I, we're going to solve the dropped calls thing. We will conquer in 2021.
And if I have to get a landline, I'm going to do so, man.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.